you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is about watching TV in prison.
Yeah.
I don't know if Eric has firsthand experience.
Sounds like it.
What he imparts, the most popular movies in prison are prison movies. Longest Yard, Shawshank, etc.
Shawshank. Shawshank Redemption.
They only have 20 to 25 cable channels, so TBS is the most popular because they show these movies
all
so much.
All the time, yeah.
It's annoying as hell watching the same reboot of Longest Yard over and over.
Right.
They usually get the news from the paper. Seldom do they watch local news on TV. I'm assuming that's a first-hand report.
Yeah, I wanted to think maybe he was a guard.
Maybe he
Until he said, it's annoying as hell watching the same reboot of The Longest Yard over and over again. Because I'm guessing if you're a guard, you don't have to watch.
Right, you're not forced to do that.
No.
Yeah, but you might be in the same room just standing there with these guys, and it's on the whole time.
Maybe.
So, you know.
Maybe. Right?
But, he's probably a prisoner. We have a lot of ex-prisoners that reform themselves listening to this program.
Yeah.
I've watched some of those shows, too, where there's definitely like a hierarchy and a power structure as to who can change the channel on the television.
Yeah. Yes, it ain't the bottoms.
No. Sorry, Puss.
Puss can't change that channel. Being the bottom he is, man. Look at that.
So Marty Friedman, who used to play for Megadeth, kind of in their classic lineup, apparently just over the weekend or sometime here recently, popped off on the Cap'n Crunch Facebook page on a post. It said, quote, "The recipe sucks now. Go back to the original. Whatever you've done to cut costs or follow some stupid protocol will fail. Cap'n Crunch is a classic. You have a responsibility to give it the respect it deserves. It tastes like soap now."
You know, it's funny. No. Because
I can either confirm or deny.
I haven't had Cap'n Crunch in forever.
But I understand his passion.
That's funny because I just saw either a commercial or some for Cap'n Crunch. I don't know what. Maybe it was even a print ad. And I thought, man, I got to get a box of that. I haven't had that in years, and we all loved it as a kid. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, well, Marty Friedman says it tastes like soap.
Well, that sucks. They changed it.
I want to try it, see what's going on.
Right now, I'm curious.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't taste like soap.
He would know.
I'm thinking they figured that out.
He seems to be a Cap'n Crunch aficionado. Yeah. I mean, if you're passionate enough to post on Cap'n Crunch's Facebook page.
Yeah.
I appreciate the passion.
So
this was on their Facebook page?
Yeah, this was on a post from Cap'n Crunch. He must have saw the post and went, I'm going to speak my mind.
And then somebody saw that and they're like, is that the dude from Megadeth all pissed about Cap'n Crunch?
It says here that it was a publication called Metal Sucks that caught it and started spreading it around. And he got a hold of them and says, I love that you guys picked up this random post. Thanks for spreading the word, bringing attention to this important issue. If we all raise our voices together, anything is possible.
Yep. That's great.
We all raise our voices.
I got to try it first, see if it sucks,
It's been 25 years at least since I've had Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me to push. Probably that long. And because we don't buy it. If it was in the pantry, I'd eat it.
It's
Cap'n Crunch, man.
Is it the peanut butter one that came with the, they were just peanut butter balls?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. That's a lot easier on the roof of your mouth.
Oh, yeah, because, and they're
dogs like peanut butter balls, too. You told me that.
The size of, decent-sized ball bearings.
Yeah, they
weren't tiny little pellets Puffs. Right. They were bigger than that.
Yeah, see,
Let's get high and eat some, man.
The Reese's Puffs are still one of the best.
They're putting that in the peanut butter cup saying in November.
We got to get some of those.
Yeah.
Not for Halloween?
No, it's after.
Yeah.
Eric has gotten back to us. He's the guy that was recounting what they like to watch in jail.
Oh, that's right. Like Trump used to do. Call back as disguising his voice as Trump's manager. Because he's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Guys, I do have firsthand experience as an inmate. By the way, we are not prisoners. We are inmates. So we'll get the terminology right there. I did 2 years of a 4-year sentence for a low-level criminal mischief charge. Not a big felony, but
said she was 17, she was 15. That bit, okay, yeah.
Low-level criminal mischief. I'm not sure what that involves.
scissoring, usually.
It screwed up my life in many ways. I got out in 08.
Good.
Been a good boy ever since for the most part. I still like that illegal cannabis, though. I was kind of anti-inmate while locked up. I minded my own business, didn't cause trouble, tried not to make too many friends. I really didn't watch much TV while I was in. I did listen to you guys through my headphones every morning.
Oh, cool.
I pretty much read and worked out for something to do. I did get parole after a year and 6 months. 6 months of work release. Even to this day, I try to stay away from other felons. And, of course, I can't own a gun or be around them, so I have to be careful who I hang out with and where I hang out.
Yeah.
Today, I'm married, have a house, great job that I love. Unfortunately, not a high enough paying job, but not too many people want to give a felon a chance.
That sucks.
All of us are not rapists, murderers, and thieves, but I take what I can get. Love to answer any questions you might have. Just don't give too many details on my crime. All right. Didn't really divulge much there.
Don't give it, Dan, because we'll slip. Or somebody will.
He means Tyler.
If you keep corresponding, don't give us details about the crime. But that does suck, because there are different levels of felon.
Well, here's the deal with that.
Whenever somebody hears felon, they automatically think, you know, they murdered a whole family.
I would like to know if the employer knows what kind of felony it is.
I'm sure you have to divulge what you were in prison for.
Do you?
I
haven't applied for anything recently, so I have no idea. Does it say if you're in prison?
Have you been convicted? If so, what?
Yeah. But does it say, can you say just felony, or does it say what for?
I'm sure you probably have to.
Because you're right,
say
people
what
will,
for.
They'll just judge you more.
Yeah.
You know?
And can he vote?
I think certain states are starting to get rid of that.
Yeah, it would depend on the state.
And I think sometimes you can apply to have that privilege reinstated.
Right.
Like, it's probably hard to get to the point where people even ask about the crime instead of just taking application or resume and just being like,
don't want to deal with you. You're out.
Yeah, I think you probably have to divulge what the crime was. Because, like, if you were asking for a job in retail and you were, you know, you're in prison for, you know,
I don't know,
stealing stuff out of a store.
Shoplifting.
Yeah, or something even worse, you know, they probably wouldn't let you work there, you know, if you were fencing items or something, you know.
So say you don't, you just don't scan your items, you take the five-finger discount at the, what was that puss, in Michigan somewhere, Walmart?
Yes, a woman.
Nick, this is a warning for Nick.
Oh, I thought Nick was going to tell us a little story.
No, this is a warning for Nick.
No, Michigan woman arrested for failing to scan all items at Walmart self-checkout.
All of them.
She was like doing like every other, it sounds like. And it sounds like they had been tracking her because it says
Of course they've been tracking her.
She stole over $1,000 worth of items from that Walmart since April.
You should get a discount if you're racking up
your
own.
You should.
Yes.
You should, but
5%, 6%.
And this girl, you could probably do it once at a Walmart and never go to that Walmart again, but you're right.
She was going back. Yeah. This was like her Walmart, and this was her all the time practice.
And they were on to her.
Yeah. Walmart loss prevention workers noticed she wasn't scanning every item, became agitated, and denied she was skipping items when they confronted her. And they caused the store to review their surveillance footage. So they went back and looked for her more times, apparently.
How did they figure out which fat girl in pajamas it was? It was Walmart.
No. Well, they had her face there on the mugshot.
The card.
Yeah. But more than $1,000 in merchandise just by not scanning it since April.
Can't her defense just be that she wasn't properly trained?
I don't know. It doesn't say. She's been charged with first-degree retail fraud.
Well, they were watching her for a while, Nick, so it was probably, you know, if you're purposely not scanning every other one. Them, they're going to catch you.
Well, yeah, but if they're like, hey, you don't know how to rig this stuff up, you're like, right, of course I don't. Right. I'm not a cashier. Right.
Yeah, no. It is crap. I think
you would have to actually try to ring it up before they would think that you don't know. Like, if she was just passing stuff over, you're not really trying to ring it up there.
Maybe she thought that's how it was done.
I think they'll have no problem proving what the intent was.
Yeah.
Boop, boop.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, this is not going to work out well for her.
No, they've been tracking her too. She's probably thousands of dollars, right?
No, it sounds like they caught her the first time and then went back and reviewed other surveillance footage from and looked for her and found her apparently another time since April doing the same thing.
So this is a lesson in paying cash.
Because if she'd use a card, they know that card number. They can go see when that card was used.
Right.
Go right to the footage from that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Nick. That's how they found her.
You look up and you see your face in the black and white screen and those things all the time. They got you. Every video's got you, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and then they've got a wider shot looking over your shoulder of you going, boop,
looking down your
skip,
ass crack.
Yeah. Boop, skip.
Right.
It's weird. It's almost like all that money they spend on that stuff, they could just hire people to scan the groceries.
Right, and pay them benefits and money, since Walmart is rich as hell. Right.
No, because that machine doesn't need no benefits.
That's true.
That machine doesn't bitch.
Oh, apparently this same Walmart, they've had been cracking down on people swapping barcodes while checking items.
Remember I mentioned about my mother-in-law getting her purse ripped off at that Hobby Lobby.
Another reason not to go to Hobby Lobby, by the way.
Well, that and they're
just avoid that place entirely.
They're anti-women, by the way. They're anti-women. That's right.
You think the yarn store would not be so anti-women?
Well, they're against.
They're all Christy.
Yeah, they're all Christy. Yeah, they're all Jesus freaks, taking away women's rights.
Michael says one of the girls in the volleyball photos. Played volleyball.
I like the word photios. So I think we should use that. Wouldn't that make any sense? But I like to just use
in
it.
Wichita,
let's call them photios.
Might be high school. And for Wichita State for a little bit.
He pictured that because he saw the photo of her?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all those girls.
Did he say which one?
I asked him.
like it would matter that we know which one.
Yeah, but we just, then curiosity kicks in. Well, which specific one?
Sure. It'd be fun to know.
I wish they would have kissed and stuff a little bit too, but apparently they didn't. You know.
They might have.
Not in those photos.
Maybe that's next.
Yeah.
That's a photo/video. It's called a photo. I like the term. Okay, I'll get back to that quickly.
It's a moving picture.
Remember we talked about that guy that ripped off my mother-in-law's purse and he went to Costco or Sam's, I forget which one.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about the card. Well,
is that how they caught him?
They took her purse. No, they took her purse, and she had her Costco card in there.
Oh, they used her.
They
didn't look at the
good
picture
thinking.
On there.
That's what they did.
Good thinking.
We're thinking how we kept talking on the air about the other day. Why'd they go there when they'd use a card? Well, they looked at her purse and found that.
We would be even worse criminals than they are.
I think it was Sam's. I'm not sure which one, but either way, right, we would be.
Yeah, they probably just
haven't caught the guys yet. They just canceled that, she didn't have to pay for that card.
David says that Walmart story happens every day in Omaha.
Oh, we had a guy, him and his wife come in for supplies from a small town, and they go to the Walmart here in Omaha. He said that, and they do they skip every third one.
Worked at Walmart as an off-duty officer.
You said duty.
They sometimes stick 25 barcodes to their hands and scan every item with that. It's a quarter.
So it scans.
So the barcode, they're getting the barcode from their hand, and it looks like they're scanning the item.
Oh, well, yeah, then you're right. Why don't you play employees then?
Right.
Yeah.
Because employees wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And they know, like, all the produce codes and everything.
Now, do they have photos of their hands?
He's got a photo.
I like making fun of it. I like that term. Yeah. Right? And you made up the new word. You made up the new word.
He's encroaching on your bit.
I know. It is my bit, but I like it.
I like that.
Is it fun to do?
Yeah.
Make up new words?
It is a good mashup.
And use them? Go ahead, Nick.
I'd say you're pushing a cart out with the TV, and you're like, yep, soup.
Soup. 39-cent can of soup. Whatever.
A lot of the ones you could peel off and be like on the meat, where it's a sticker on the outside. Right. You can peel a little bit of that off and just use, get a package of ground beef.
Like they're criminals. Yeah. But that alone right there is just a crime. I mean, there's probably no slap on the wrist if they catch a barcode on your hand, right?
No.
That's actually a crime.
This lady in Michigan, they were first-degree retail fraud was what they...
And they got her all over photos, right?
Is that felonious?
I would assume.
Don't add felonious in there, too. Felonious photos.
Whoa.
Peyton says, unfortunately, most background checks do not specify what the felony is. I have one for selling weed.
See,
See, that should sell.
That should be stricken.
Well, can you talk? Yeah, you're right.
It has haunted me for years to try to get jobs.
But I thought we'd be a good one compared to some of the stuff.
Yeah,
but there's a bunch of freaks.
He sold enough where it was a felony.
Oh, yeah.
What did they charge for an eighth?
Right. Now, I mean, not here, but like weed's legal in places. People actually have stores, and he can't get a job because he sold weed.
The question for you, Peyton, is what do you charge for an eighth? All or right. Did you charge for an eighth?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get back.
Do you own a snake?
We'll get back to you on that.
And can I scan it myself?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.